Freedom is quite possibly our nation's most sacred tradition. We fight wars for independence here and around the world. We march across this land demanding civil rights for any human being who is denied these. We stand against suffering and injustice because this is our national legacy. These stories have trickled down to us as individuals of the United States, helping to form our characters, becoming a part of each and every one of us, making us who we are.
This year at Southwest Open School, students in the radio class were in search of stories that reflect the national idea of freedom and independence in Montezuma County. These radio pieces were produced by students who went out into the community and captured the stories of people who are living exposed to the realities of freedom.
Radio piece.
Well, our topic's about freedom and independence, so
let's do the topic on swells and the way they do things.
No, bro, that's bunk.
No, that's
You're
actually
bunk.
A pretty good idea, bro.
Yeah, let's talk about swells and how it's a free and independent alternative school,
and also how our community supports us.
Now, a huge majority of our community thinks negatively about swells.
Hey, maybe we can do an interview with the SWOS graduates.
And go out and interview random people on the streets and get their opinions.
And some students from SWOS. And we can interview Jennifer.
And Dave.
We can talk about how SWOS is hands-on.
What you just heard was part of our brainstorming for this radio piece. We knew we had to look at how the national story of freedom and independence is reflected here in Montezuma County. So we decided that SWOS, our school, is an organization which honors freedom, independence, individuality, and was founded upon these principles. Southwest Open School's reputation amongst the community is positive on one side, being that people respect and believe in our educational philosophies. On the other hand, we have our community having negative thoughts being rumored that SWOS is full of losers, druggies, teen moms, outcasts, and dropouts, causing parents to believe these things and refuse to allow their children to come here. In our radio show, we are asking, does the community value this organization? Our group started to wonder how the idea of SWOS came about and the reasons why our school was created. We interviewed Richard Stenson, the original director and founder of Southwest Open School.
Before starting SWOS, tell us a little about what you were doing here in Cortez.
A little bit about my background. In the early 80s, I was the counselor at Montezuma Cortez High School. I started as a counselor there, and I became the director of counseling. And at that time, I saw that there was a need for alternatives in education in Montezuma County and actually throughout the entire state and nation, because approximately one out of every three students at that time in high school nationwide was not graduating from high school for some reason or another.
Well, what did you feel was needed for our community?
There were many students who weren't successful in a traditional school setting, where they go to one class and then the other class and the other class and listen and be more in a traditional setting. I think I saw the need for a lot of students in Cortez to be asked the very most important question, and that is, student, what do you want to learn? And secondly, how do you want to learn that?
Your original vision for SWOS was to have a school that provided freedom in education. What did you envision SWOS would do for the community?
We were hoping that students would learn enough about themselves through freedom and education to understand that the community not only was there for them, but they were there for the community. So we were hoping that the students from Southwest Open High School would continue to develop themselves personally and also develop a sense of economic justice for the community. And I hope that's happened.
Do you feel the community of Macon, Cortez, and Dolores are grateful to have two high school options?
They are all grateful that we have alternatives in education, because one school does not fit all. It's almost like saying is the community glad we have more than one church in Cortez? And not all people want to go to the same church. Not all people want to go to the same school. And I think that most people would be glad to agree that there is a need for different types of school, and there's a need for open education and freedom in education, as well as a conventional public school system.
Richard, what effects has this achievement had on your life?
Fantastic. It was like probably one of the most important things I've done in my lifetime to help serve to develop a school that is as important and successful as Southwest Open High School. As I look back on this lifetime, I'd say this is probably the benchmark, the most important thing that I've been able to be a part of.
From Richard's original vision, we are 28 years later, and we feel like SWOS is a place of respect, individuality, and freedom. SWOS has become a place for stricter boundaries than back then. Flash forward 28 years to the Southwest Open School's current director, Jennifer Carter, who has been at SWOS since 2003.
What is your philosophy about traditional learning?
Well, in general, my philosophy around education is that I believe that we should have choices in education. Students need a choice, and so I think that different models in different communities work for different students, and I think that that's important to have that kind of choice.
What is it about your job that you enjoy most?
I have a really unique job, and sometimes it's hard to juggle all of it, but I also have a very unique opportunity to spend a lot of time with students, and that's my favorite part of my job. What we're doing as a community is making a difference in students' lives.
Why do you think SWOS is a valuable asset to the community?
I do think that because we serve students that have been disenfranchised in some way or another from schools. This offers them the opportunity to feel success sometimes for the first time, and then also to graduate.
The next person we interviewed is an old SWOS board member and a current RE1 school board member.
Pete Montano.
What's your personal opinion about SWOS?
I love SWOS. Some of the students that come in, they're struggling not with academics, but just life in general. And SWOS is one of those places where they can go and feel like they're understood and respected and at the same time challenged.
Do you think that SWOS gives back to the community?
You know, just by being here and offering a different approach to education, they give back to the community. By being here and offering what SWOS does offer, absolutely.
While being on the SWOS board, what did you like about representing SWOS?
One thing I really liked was talking to the public that really didn't understand SWOS. And I had the opportunity to let them know what SWOS does, how a lot of their notions that they had about SWOS were erroneous.
As a former SWOS board member and a current RE1 school board member, do you find yourself to be the only supporter of SWOS?
No, there are others that are on the board, and I think again it goes back to education. They educating them about what SWOS does, and we just the last time we approved the SWOS contract is for another 10 years, and that was 2-3 years ago, and that was a unanimous vote.
The rest of the interviews are with SWOS graduates who provide testimony to the power of SWOS and its value to our community. Brooke Rule graduated in the year 2012. Before attending SWOS, Brooke's perspective of SWOS was a school full of stoners, alcoholics, and party people. Her perspective shortly changed. She realized that SWOS is a giant family. She felt connected with each teacher.
They were more like my friends than they were my teachers because they motivated me. They gave me determination and self-confidence and everything. They helped me in each one of the categories that I was lacking in.
What accomplishments have you achieved since you left SWOS?
Since I left SWOS, I have had a daughter. I have held down a really good job for a while. I was I went into dental school, well, dental training, and I became a dental assistant there for a while until I had my daughter, and then now I'm just a stay-at-home mom. But it's, like, benefited me in a lot of different ways, and I don't know. But I think she's my biggest accomplishment since high school right now. So.
How would you say SWOS prepared you for the outside world?
It prepared me for struggles. It prepared me for just life in general. Like, whenever they take you on, like, SWOS trips and things like that, you get mentally distressed, and, like, you start to break down, and then you have to, like, learn to rebuild yourself up again. So I take, like, everything that I learned on each one of those trips, and I apply it to now. Like, having a rough day, just, like, you gotta think, like, okay, this day's almost over. Just, like, they taught me how to stay mellow about everything, and, like, just in the situations that there's always an outcome, there's always going to be something positive that comes out of it, no matter how negative the situation is.
How did the teachers help you graduate?
Everyone freaking helped me so much, because it took me about 3 years to get just my sophomore portfolio done, because I would procrastinate it, put it off, and so all my teachers, like, lit a fire under my butt and was just like, you need to get your stuff done. And they were always, like, nagging at me consistently. And that's what I needed, was for them to, like, be right on my butt. Otherwise, I would have never accomplished anything that I would have. It's just, I had no motivation.
Do you think that the community supports SWOS?
I don't believe they support SWOS enough. I don't think that everybody in this community understands what SWOS is about, in all honesty. They don't take it into perspective that there are other people out there that need different ways of learning and that have different ways of learning and needs different, like, support from teachers, like, from different teachers than you would at, like, a normal high school. I don't feel like our community supports us the slightest bit.
Jennifer Gleason McDonald graduated from SWOS in 2002. She came to SWOS because a teacher at the high school Jennifer attended told her that she would make sure that Jennifer would not graduate. So Jennifer dropped out. SWOS gave Jennifer the opportunity to finish strong all on her own.
What accomplishments have you achieved since you left SWOS?
I went straight to college. I have a nice office job, and I would say I'm accomplished for being in Cortez still. I have a good paying job, and if it wasn't for me, coming here, I probably wouldn't have graduated and might be working at McDonald's.
Do you think that the community supports SWOS?
I think it's all around MCHS. And I would be a big supporter on if there was something to ask for more help, because I feel this school offers way more than all of the other schools combined, just in an all around. Even disciplinary, to where it teaches you to be more of an adult instead of, oh, cool, let's fight, let's ditch, let's do this, whatever. It has no tolerance. It has support. It has everything that you need just in a day-to-day life, and it's not offered at a regular high school.
Where would you be without SWOS?
At McDonald's, flipping a burger. Or at Subway or Sonic or... And I'm not saying them are bad jobs, but I wouldn't be at the job I have now because society does not hire dropouts.
Raquel Lindsay graduated in 2014. She came to SWOS because of an incident that happened in her math class at CMS during her 8th grade year. She came to SWOS because she liked the learning style, that there is more hands-on learning and respect, and that everyone is treated like a family. Without SWOS, Raquel says,
not doing anything. Because I wasn't going to go back to school, like I said, until Fancy told me about SWOS, and I was like, okay, I'll go try it. Because I wanted to graduate, you know, it's not like I didn't want to, but after a teacher calling you retarded, it's kind of hard to get that self-esteem back up. So, yeah, I wouldn't be looking, or like, moving towards my goals either, like being a CNA or anything.
Do you think that the community supports SWOS?
I think it depends on if they look into like how we are being taught and we learn things. Some people from our county judge us poorly, and some people from our county think good about us just because they know, like, how we do things.
Why did you decide to start attending SWOS?
Because in eighth grade, I was in a math class, and I don't really learn, like, I don't really understand math all that well. Like, I have to be taught, like, a different way and, like, explained until I get it. And I raised my hand to ask a question, and my eighth grade math teacher asked me if I was retarded after I asked the question in front of everybody. And so in eighth grade, I dropped out because I thought if a teacher thought I was retarded, then I obviously was retarded.
SWOS recently received an uninvited email from a fellow who graduated in 1997. It said,
I'd like to take the time to say thank you to all the SWOS staff. My life wouldn't be what it is today without you guys.
It goes on to say,
and you guys never gave up on any of us when the rest of the town did. I'll remember it for the rest of my life. Thank you.
It's hard to believe that with all of its success stories and all of its accomplishments, that this town still has people willing to give up on SWOS.
Even though there are still some people who think SWOS is a school for dropouts, druggies, alcoholics, stupid kids, potheads, runaways, losers, and tweakers, SWOS is actually a place which is bound together by respect. SWOS is a place where you get treated as an adult and have freedom. This prepares us for the responsibilities of life after high school. The number one reason why Americans get fired in the U.S. is because they can't work well with others. Here at SWOS, teamwork and individuality is a founding philosophy. We are responsible for our learning, meaning that we preserve through our failures and use our success as stepping stones into our futures. We go on trips to expand our education and use the natural world as classrooms. These travels have made us stewards of our environment. No matter who you are, we honor and accept you and value each and every one for their diversity. When students leave SWOS, they have gained a new understanding of who they are, what they're made of, and how they are the leaders of their own lives as they continue to discover their potential. This makes us realize maybe it doesn't matter what people think of us, but as long as we keep our reputation up and we continue to improve our reputation, our community, Montezuma County, will give us freedom and independence to grow and benefit together as one.
This piece was produced by the radio class at Southwest Open School. The creators of this piece were
Nashoon Starlo Watts,
Zach Gomez,
Brett Samora,
Kaylin DeJoe,
Taylor Tulio.
We would like to thank Jeff Pope and Tom Yoder of KSJD, the local participants interviewed for these stories and the KSJD listenership. To hear these stories again, go to ksjd.org, click on programs, or go to our site at southwestopenschool.org.
These stories reflect the citizens of Montezuma County and their experiences with freedom and independence, showing in this community how...